let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Excellent news for fans of the hit Amazon original series Bosch. Season 3 returns to Amazon Prime Video Friday, April 21st. And Amazon's longest-running hour-long drama has already been picked up for a fourth season. Based on the string of international best-selling crime novels by Michael Connelly, and follows Harry Bosch, a tough but damaged veteran LAPD homicide detective. And starring as Harry Bosch, veteran film, television, and theater actor Titus Welliver. He's portrayed many memorable characters on TV, Sons of Anarchy, Lost, The Good Wife, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Suits, Grimm, many more. Movies like Transformers 4, Age of Existence, Argo, Promised Land, Gone Baby Gone, Live by Night, The Town, extensive theater credits, and back as Harry Bosch, Season 3, Amazon Prime Video, returning April 21st. Titus Welliver with us on This Week in America. Titus, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be here.
Bosch has said, if you go into the darkness will go into you. It appears that it's taking its toll on Bosch, and we get to see that play out in Season 3.
Yes, very much so. He's been pursuing a suspect in a serial killing and has not been able to gather enough evidence to get a conviction. And so he's sort of been off the reservation pursuing this investigation on his own time. And he's somewhat compromised his own moral compass to a certain degree, which places him at odds with his partner and other people in the department.
And besides that, the personal life takes a change. But your teenage daughter, Maddie, comes to live with you.
Yes, Bosch is now raising his daughter. She's living with him. And of course, she's not a little girl anymore. She's a young woman. And as we all know, kids don't come with an instruction.
No, they don't.
He's trying to sort of navigate that. And he's in a bit of a dark place at the same time, and she's sort of trying to draw him out and get to know him, and it's a bit of a task.
You've said this is the richest character you've ever played in your career. So many different places to go. Season 3, are you still finding those places?
Yes. I mean, Harry is, for lack of a better analogy, he is a bit of an onion, and each season we get to peel off a little bit more of him. And while there is a sort of consistency with him, and he evolves to a certain degree, much of him sort of stays the same. So it's really more about how he navigates circumstances, because he's a bit of a dinosaur. And that makes for some very interesting stuff to play as an actor.
Well, yeah, from an acting standpoint, so many times we see police characters and they're very one-dimensional, very predictable. We watch Harry and he's flawed like the rest of us. He's a very real guy. What's it like as an actor when you get to play someone that complex?
Well, it's a great deal of fun because, as you said, he's human. He's not a cliche, and he has tremendous vulnerability. There's a rather haunted quality about him, and yet he has a really good moral compass, and he's a grinder. And if one was a victim of a crime, they would want a detective who is relentless like Harry Bosch to be on point.
Titus Welliver, our guest on the program, returning as Harry Bosch. Bosch returns to Amazon Prime Video Friday, April the 21st. It's interesting you talk about when you went into the meeting with the creative people as Bosch was being formulated for a series on Amazon Prime. You were concerned because you were a little late getting to the meeting, trying to arrange things. And you sat in there and you're thinking, I really want to work with these people. What was that like? What was it that got you so excited? Like, this is the character, these are the creative people I want to work with.
Well, I think because the character was a very human and flawed character, it made it very intriguing for me as an actor to have a character that had that level of sort of emotional complexity rather than just being a rather one-dimensional character. And of course, you know, in the pursuit of a career as an actor, you have to have a pretty tough hide, and of course you're invested in things, but you never want to be overly invested from the process of trying to obtain those roles, because it sort of creates a level of anxiety and might inform or I should say inhibit your ability to really just come in and kind of do the job.
And you've said that you were sort of concerned going in with a long-term deal. You had an attention span problem, and it's like, I don't want to sign up for a long-term deal. It's got to be something that holds your attention. It's certainly holding our attention. I assume it's got your attention as well.
Very much so. I mean, in real time, with the books and the most recent book, Bosch book that came out, Harry is now in his early 60s, and he's retired from the force, working as a private eye, but also is working as an auxiliary detective for the San Fernando Police Department. So he's still in the game, but he's no longer LAPD. And that's the great thing about Harry, is that he's a guy who just keeps on keeping on, because it's who he is, it's what he does. And so the idea of retirement just doesn't exist for him, because it's in his blood.
What's interesting is people who read the books love the series. Those who have never picked up the book are into the series and enjoy it. You do not have to have read the books to understand what's going on. It is an excellent series. Bosch is back, Amazon Prime Video, Friday, April 21st. The series is making people who aren't binge watchers into binge watchers. Titus Welliver plays Harry Bosch, been with us on This Week in America. Titus, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.